Welcome to my podcast, Your Gut Health Puzzle Made Simple. I'm your host, Prajakta, and this podcast will help you uncover the root causes to your gut issues, help you heal and nurture your gut through the healing power of nutrition and healthy lifestyle modifications. I will be sharing quick and easy tips that you can implement right away to solve your gut health puzzle. Hey, welcome back to another episode. I'm a registered dietitian, founder and CEO of Right Nutrition Works, and I'm so glad you have joined me today. The Hippocrates said that all diseases begin in the gut. More than 2,000 years after his death, scientific research has now proven he was onto something all those years. In this episode, I'm going to talk about today's hot topic, leaky gut. I'm sure you must have heard or read this term before. Different blogs, social media posts, research articles talk about this topic all the time. I get this question all the time from my clients. Is leaky gut a real thing? In this episode, I want to talk about what exactly the leaky gut is. What happens to you when you have leaky gut? And how does it feel like? I'm hopeful that this episode will answer all your questions around this topic. Poor food choices, overeating, busy lifestyle, chronic ongoing stress, toxic overload, and bacterial imbalance. It appears that due to all these reasons, the prevalence of leaky gut is potentially reaching epidemic proportions. Increased intestinal permeability is another name for leaky gut, and in recent years, leaky gut has been called a danger signal for autoimmune diseases. To fully understand leaky gut, you first need to understand the anatomy of human digestive system, especially the small intestine, as the real work of digestion occurs here. The digestive system has two purposes. First, the healthy digestion processes, food so beneficial nutrients can enter the bloodstream and circulate through the body. The second purpose is digestive system filters out toxins or irritants and prevents them from being absorbed into your blood. A leaky gut allows undigested material and toxins to enter the bloodstream, which causes the systemic inflammation, which means the overall inflammation in your body. Which materials exactly sneak through depends on how leaky someone's leaky gut happens to be. Now let's talk about the small intestine. Here, food is broken down into molecules that will either continue through digestive tract, either to be eliminated from the body or passes through the lining of the small intestine into your bloodstream. The lining of the intestine is only one cell thick. So imagine it like a filter cloth or a cotton cloth. Only tiny molecules are supposed to get through into your bloodstream. When this filter cloth gets torn because of inflammation, then the larger particles called macromolecules, macro in this term is big, can easily get through the filter cloth and then into your bloodstream. Now, generally, these macromolecules are not completely broken down and they are undigested particles. When these undigested particles or macromolecules enter the bloodstream, your immune system doesn't recognize it and considers it as a foreign invader. Your immune system now thinks that it needs to fight with this foreign invader and hence makes antibodies against these macromolecules. So for example, If it's strawberries that you have eaten, you now have elevated antibodies to strawberries. Or if it's chicken, your immune system makes antibodies to chicken. Now, every time you eat these foods in an attempt to protect you, your immune system reacts to these foods. But what happens is it results in a damage to your gut lining. When my clients do a food sensitivity test and their results come back with 10 different foods that they are sensitive to, their first reaction is, "Oh no, this is everything I eat." Of course it is. This is because your immune system is trying to protect you from the undigested macromolecules that entered the bloodstream before they were completely digested. When you regularly eat these foods, the foods that you cannot digest properly, it results in the systemic or overall inflammation throughout your body. This encourages the growth of bad bacteria and reduce beneficial bacteria in your gut, causing gut dysbiosis or gut imbalance. All these undesirable changes in your gut microbiome cause food to ferment instead of being digested, creating gas and bloating. When you have leaky gut, your immune system is constantly aggravated, creating more inflammation throughout the body, causing more and more tissue damage and resulting in you developing more and more symptoms. Symptoms of leaky gut vary from person to person. When you have leaky gut, you may experience low-grade fever, gas, and bloating, poor energy, brain fog. Out of nowhere, you may start to experience seasonal allergies, skin rashes, eczema, acne, or even develop autoimmune conditions like rheumatoid arthritis or Hashimoto's thyroiditis. There is no exact cause or one single contributing factor to leaky gut. But I'm going to list some common causes of leaky gut. First common cause is, of course, poor diet or nutrition. Diet that is high in processed foods, added sugars, and low in fiber. Gluten in particular is associated with damaging the gut lining and resulting in leaky gut. Second cause, medications. Certain medications can increase your risk of leaky gut, like antibiotics or antacids. Number three, infection. H. pylori infection in stomach can cause ulcers and leaky gut. Overgrowth of other bacteria, yeast infections, and parasite infection can also cause leaky gut to develop. Next cause is chronic ongoing stress. The chronic ongoing stress increases the hormone called cortisol in your body, which weakens the gut lining and can be a contributing factor to leaky gut. Next cause is industrial food processing. Food processing industry use variety of methods that results in gastrointestinal inflammation and leaky gut. These methods include high heat processing sugar and adding excess sugars to processed foods, adding colors and flavorings to processed foods. Next cause is environmental toxin exposure. We live in an environment where there are toxins everywhere, from personal care products to house cleaning products. Some of these toxins known to break down the immune barriers like gut and lining of your gut. And then last cause is vitamin D deficiency. Sufficient levels of vitamin D is vital to good health and help preserve gut integrity. However, the good news is that increased intestinal permeability or leaky gut is completely reversible. You don't have to suffer with symptoms of leaky gut and the systemic inflammation that it causes in your body. Leaky gut is an extremely important factor that helps us see why we need to focus on our gut health. I hope you enjoyed the information I shared with you in today's episode. If you think you are possibly dealing with leaky gut, start correcting your gut imbalance and improve the overall health of your gut microbiome. To help you do this, I have a great free resource created just for you. Download my free guide called Fix Your Gut today and start with your gut healing journey on the right path. This guide will give you the exact steps and the exact framework that you will need to fix your gut. Go to rightnutritionworks.com/fixyourgutfreeguide to download your free copy today. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you again next week. Bye for now.